Scott, are you being held hostage there? It's a hostage video background, that is.
I'm in Guysboro, and I'm having to hold this phone in front of me, and I guess I'm not as strong as I thought I was. Phones are very heavy, John.
Okay, sure. Catherine, can you give me permission to record this, please?
Yes, everyone has permission on the call to record. Thank you.
All right, I'm recording. Anything you can, anything you say, Mr. Houston, will and can be used in a court of law.
We'd expect nothing less.
All right, I'm just going to give News 95.7 and Global Halifax are still connecting. So we're just going to wait a few minutes here. Okay. Chris Halef, I think you're on. You're good. Can you hear us? All right. I'm just going to get started. I haven't received any messages or anything. I have a list here, so I'm going to go through it. We're going to start off with Brian Flynn. Brian, are you there? Okay, Brian, I'm going to come back to you. Jean LaRoche, why don't you get us started?
Sure. Tim, can you tell us, first of all, how you feel about this particular decision? Let's start there.
It's a good decision. I mean, this was what everyone knew since the beginning, that this is information that the taxpayers had a right to know. When we filed the initial FOIPOP, we felt very strongly that it's information that's in the public interest. And of course, the privacy commissioner made the same ruling. People have a right to know this. It's only the government that wanted to keep it hidden. Everyone else knows it should be out there. And so I'm happy that the Supreme Court has now seen what most Nova Scotians would know, that this is public information. It should be made public. I'm hopeful that the Liberals respect the decision today.
And what difference do you think it makes that there will be a new guy in charge in about a week's time?
It's an early test. We'll see if it makes any difference. I think we know with the prior premier, he had no interest in sharing information with taxpayers. This is a very secretive government, probably the least transparent government that this province has ever seen. So this is an early test out of the gates to see if there has really been a change. And I'm anxious to see if there is. I hope there is a change.
And I just wondered your comment on one of the key points was that this was going to be a financial or economic problem for the government and for Bay Ferries. And Justice writes, the evidence in this appeal does not establish more than a mere possibility. Disclosure of the management fee could reasonably be expected to harm the financial or economic interests of the public body of the government of Nova Scotia. Your thoughts on that particular clause?
I never believed it to be the case, and the privacy commissioner agreed with us that it's not the case, and certainly now the Supreme Court has found the same thing. You can't just hide information from taxpayers, and that's what was trying to happen here. So I'm happy that the Supreme Court has found what we knew, that this is information that the public has a right to know. It's our money. It's taxpayer money.
I yield to my colleagues.
Thank you. Alexander Kwan, do you have any questions for Tim?
Yes, thanks, Tim. Obviously, a large part of this was going to enforce a recommendation from the privacy commissioner. If you were to form government today, would you be open to giving the privacy commissioner order making power so this type of lawsuit would be avoided?
Yeah, we've talked about that for sure. But I think really what was put on display here was the culture of this government. This is a very secretive government. It's the least transparent government. They like to hide information from taxpayers. In this case, we had the resources. We had the ability to accept their challenge and take it to the Supreme Court. But the average person doesn't have that ability. And every single day, Floyd Pops are being crushed, ignored, and just, you know, information is being kept secret from taxpayers. So certainly in a situation where, you know, the government has just said, we're not telling you, the taxpayers, and there's an appeal to the privacy commissioner, and they rule, as they did in this case, that information should be disclosed. I think the privacy commissioner should have the ability, have some teeth in what they can do. We've talked about that before with order making ability. And I think it's something that makes governments uncomfortable when they want to hide stuff. But this is about the taxpayers. It's about Nova Scotians. It's taxpayer money. We have a right to know where it goes. And I'm glad with what happened today. And I certainly support giving the privacy commissioner some authority too.
And just a quick follow-up for me, I guess, what comes next? Obviously, the government has 30 days to appeal, but is there kind of any timeline for when you might expect to receive information and what and how you'll share it widely with the public?
I would expect that we would receive it. If there's a change, if there's a change in the fundamental way that this government operates, and don't forget, I mean, we've had a government of one, we've had a government that just really hasn't shown a lot of respect for the taxpayers. If there's really been a change, I would expect we would see that change today or tomorrow. I would say that the new premier, if he wants to do things differently, and I hope he does, he would just say, look, I'm sorry that this has drug on for 4 years. I'm sorry that my government has tried to keep this hidden. And here's the number that you have a right to know. I would expect we see that very quickly.
Okay, great. I have a question here from Keith at Canadian Press. So according to the decision, there is no provision in the contract for the fee to be secret. What does that say?
It says that and I always felt this way, that from the very beginning, from the way the contract was structured, they knew that the taxpayers had a right to know this information. I believe that they knew that since the very beginning. And what we've seen for 4 years is just a charade. I think the government just decided, they got it in their mind that they didn't care and they didn't want people to know. And we called the bluff. We called the bluff on behalf of the taxpayers of Nova Scotians. And this is a victory for the taxpayers. It's a victory for the little person, because most people don't have the resources, the time, the energy, the ability to take the government to the Supreme Court. It just so happened that we did, and we called the bluff. And now everyone has a right to know what the management fee is. And so they should, because it's taxpayer money.
Great. Brian Flynn, I think you sorted out your audio issue. Do you have a question for Tim?
You tell me. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tim, I just didn't know if I heard a clear answer to an earlier question about giving the commissioner order making power. Just definitively, yes. Is that something you're going to do if you become premier?
Yeah, I believe we put that legislation before the House at some time in the last couple of years too. It would be gone with the prorogation, but yes. I believe the privacy commissioner has a job to do in the interest of taxpayers, and that they should be able to do that job. That includes order making ability.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Brian. We're going to go over to Jennifer Henderson.
Hi, Mr. Houston. It's been a long few years. So congratulations on the court decision today. I'm puzzled about what's next, because I think the lawsuit named both the province and Bay Ferries. What happens if the province decides not to appeal and let the judge's decision stand, but Bay Ferries decides to appeal?
Honestly, I don't know the answer to that one, Jennifer. But I would hope that this should be a clear decision that the 4 year ordeal is over. The gig's up. It's taxpayer money. Tell the taxpayers where it's going. And I would hope that nobody fights that at this stage. They ignored the privacy commissioner's ruling. You know, the challenge was issued to take it to the Supreme Court. We did that, and now the Supreme Court has ruled. So I'm hopeful that everyone puts the taxpayer first here and respects the taxpayer and just releases the number.
Okay. If they don't, though, it would go to the Court of Appeal next. What does it cost the PC caucus roughly to get this far?
Well, remember we did this, we pushed this through with internal resources. Our chief of staff is a lawyer. So we did it all internally with internal resources. So we can get you a number in the hours, I guess, and stuff. But there's been no. We just took this on. We had the ability. We had the expertise in the house to do it. But the average person doesn't have that. They don't have the time, the energy, or the expertise to take it forward. And this is why we did, because we wanted to send a message that. We reject the way this government has operated. We reject the secretive nature of this government, and Nova Scotians should too. And this is a victory in that vein today.
And just one other thing, that the contract says that the contract allows for the company to earn more. There's an incentivized management fee. The management fee is really the profit margin that the company can make, but that could go up if they were able to reduce the costs of running the service. So that's also something we're waiting to see, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And what I hope the message that the government receives today is no more games. Just be open with Nova Scotians, be transparent about the deal. I mean, we've always said from the beginning, this is a connection that has big potential for this province. The connection ran properly under every year there's a PC government, so we respect the potential. But we've always said the deal has not been good for taxpayers. It's the wrong boat. It's the wrong schedule. They couldn't find a port. They're up and down the Eastern Seaboard, taking U.S. taxpayer, or taking our money, Canadian, Nova Scotia taxpayer money to upgrade U.S. ports. It's just, at every opportunity, it's just not been good for Nova Scotians. We want to see a deal that's good for Nova Scotians. And I think today the court has said, just be open. Government, be open with the taxpayers about what you've done here.
Great. Thank you, Jennifer. Jean LaRoche, I see you have a follow-up. Do you still have that follow-up?
I do. I just want to follow up on what Jennifer has asked, because I'm keen to find out how much this has cost, too, despite the fact that, as you say, you've done it internally. There's still a cost to it, and I'd like to know what that cost is. And connected to that is
Just on that, in terms of what do you mean the cost to us would be? Are you thinking like the opportunity cost that somebody working in our office could have worked on something other than this file? Or what do you mean in terms of there has been a cost?
So are you contending that there has been no cost other than Ms. LaFosse's time?
That's my understanding. I mean, I'll get that confirmed for you, but we didn't hire any experts. We didn't do anything like that. We just grabbed this one and ran with it.
All right. But you are using.
Oh, we'll confirm it though.
Right.
Yeah, we'll confirm.
But you are using taxpayers' money to fight the province, your caucus funds or resources, if you will, to fight the government. Right.
Certainly the caucus is funded by the taxpayers. But I just want to, I just want to understand the question. So are you saying like how many hours and what else might have been done with that time? Is that where you're going or?
No, I'm just wondering, did it cost over and above whatever you would have paid Ms. LaFosse or others to work on this file? Is there a cost associated with that? Because obviously running the caucus office, she would be paid regardless of whether she had done this, she'd have done something else.
Right. And I would think what happened is with her, she just worked a lot of extra hours, because everything else had to be done. This was done in addition to that. So we're just talking that her workload got tremendously higher, but her compensation did not. As to the specific question of whether there was any other incidentals or any other disbursements, I guess, I think no, but I don't want to just say that flippantly. We'll find out for sure.
All right. Good enough.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. I think that's everyone. Is there anyone that I've missed on the call that had a question for Tim? Okay. Ed, you go ahead, and then we'll go to Courtney at CJLS.
No, this is nothing new. The deal is when you do business with the province of Nova Scotia, when you do business with a public entity, you expect that will be made public. Just like when you make a political contribution to a party, it will be made public. That's just the deal. That's the deal that people have, that the taxpayers always have a right to know where their money went. And then they can decide on whether they agree.
Sign into both the same account.
And then they can decide, you know, that's what elections are for. People will decide if they think the government made wise decisions with their money. But they have the right to know what decisions were made with their money. That's just the way it works.
Thank you, Ed. And last but not least, over to Courtney.
Hi there. So despite the secrecy surrounding all this and the long, drawn out process, do you still see value in this fairy link?
I see potential value in it. I mean, we need to know all the facts as to the problems that have, the opportunity that's been missed is that they haven't had the right boat. So they can't move product. They can't move trucks. I mean, that's a huge opportunity that's missed. We have a lot of product, seafood in particular. We could be moving to markets. And there was an opportunity to include this route in that moving of our product. And that was missed. That's a problem. The way the contract was structured at the very core of it, somebody got paid for not providing any service. And we can't have that. So now we just want to know how much. So I see a tremendous potential market of tourists. I see a potential, tremendous potential market for our product, for consumers of our product in the New England states. I see that market. And the PC governments have always respected that opportunity. And we've always had a connection there when we've been in government. No other party can say that. We're the only party that can say there's been a connection. The connection has been successful when we've been in government. So I see potential in the market, but we have to find the right deal. And that means at the right cost, that means at the right schedule, that means with the right vessel. There's a lot of moving parts to it. And I think the taxpayers have been let down. They've been let down by a government that had a lot of bravado and a lot of big words and, you know, said a lot of things about other parties on this. But actually, their arrangement has been a failure. And then they tried to hide that from the taxpayers. And today the Supreme Court has said, you can't hide that from the taxpayers. You got to be open and honest with them. That's all people should ask for from their government is a little honesty and a little openness. And maybe we'll see it after today.
Great. Thanks, Courtney. All right. That wraps it up for us. Thank you, Tim. Thanks awesome. Everyone for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Maybe you could invest in a $12 tripod there, Tim.
That's a very good idea, Joe. My arms are very sore. Thank you. Take care.
Cheers.
Take care, gang.
Thanks.
Oh, God.